Oh, it's birthday day.
Y'all want to start off by singing?
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday. Come on.
Sure.
Are you ready?
Welcome back to another episode of Don't Chill Mom.
No, it's better that way, thanks.
Hey, everybody. Oh, welcome to Don't Chill Mom.
If you're not watching this, then you're missing out on some glorious, cool stuff.
Oh, yes.
They're back there.
So we had a baby.
I didn't have a baby.
No, me and Corey had a baby. Her name is Sophia Elizabeth, and she's absolutely perfect. And if y'all listened to our podcast last week, you knew that I was ready to not be pregnant anymore. Well, I'm not. And here, if you are watching on YouTube, I'll show you her little body.
Oh, my goodness. She's so cute. Look at her little. Look how long she is.
Look how long. She's almost 2 feet long.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and she's
there it is.
She's about to get mad.
Get the cry on the mic.
She doesn't cry very much. She whimpers a little.
Oh, look at that.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. The little baby sounds. Yeah, so we're on location this week.
And, yeah.
I just, like, ambushed her room and said, hey, we can't miss an episode.
We haven't missed an episode yet. We're still doing our Don't Tell Mom.
I can't believe this. I can't believe Brittany's a trooper pulling this through.
I don't know.
I mean, you were clutch last week. You're like, Corey's at work. I just, over here, ate some Mexican. Let's do a podcast.
Just ate some Mexican spicy food. Yeah.
Then it worked out that we were able to post today, which is last week for this podcast. But
that's right. And it's Sophia's birthday. Actually, it was yesterday.
Yesterday. She's 24 hours in what?
She's
2 days?
24 hours and.
Two and a half hours.
2.5 hours.
So, yeah, 26 and a half hours old.
There's the guy that was on the phone last week.
Hey, yeah, this is my husband. If you're watching on YouTube, my husband Corey's here and my sister Annie's here. Annie is our other sibling.
She's actually been on the podcast, too, on the phone call.
Yeah, she's been on a phone call podcast with us. And I know a lot of y'all always ask, where's your other siblings? We need to get them on. Well, they don't have any good stories because they're not going to tell any. But it's okay. I got one I'll tell.
Uh-oh.
So y'all stay tuned for that. But but yeah, we had the baby. We're going to sing happy birthday.
We're
going to bring this pod in with a little birthday song. So everybody out there, if you're in your car listening to us, if you're sitting at home eating Cheetos, watching us on YouTube, y'all chime in with us. You ready?
Speakers.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sophia. Happy birthday to you. Woo! And many more. My singing voice is so pretty,
she
I know.
She does not know how crazy her life is about to get and be.
She's so, like, alert, y'all. So, today for the podcast, we wanted to tell her birth story. Since it's fresh on our brains, right?
We were trying to do everything in the last podcast to have the baby, the little princess.
We did have her, and so now that that's done, we're going to tell y'all how she got here, how she came about, and what labor was like, and all that good stuff, so.
I was a nervous wreck. I don't even think we've posted the vlog yet. As of recording this, we haven't posted any footage, but yeah, the whole time I was a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
Freaking out and I don't even know why I was freaking out. It wasn't my baby. Or, like, it wasn't my. I wasn't in there, but it was just like, oh my God. Okay. I was having to go through, like, the breathing motions and techniques myself and relive it all.
I'm sitting on a donut. And so that sucks.
Yes. Y'all tell us what happened. How did it go?
Okay, so since Corey's here, he's on the podcast today too. Babe, what were you thinking when I woke up Sunday morning and said, I think I'm in labor?
I was at the gym.
Oh, that's right.
I was at the gym.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And my phone rang, and it was Brittany, and I figured she'd be like, can you bring me back some McDonald's when you come? But she said, I don't want to alarm you. Right away, I thought, oh, great.
Preface it.
Yeah.
Whenever it's, I don't want to alarm you, or I need you to do something for me, I know it's going to alarm me.
There's going to be a lot to do.
I don't want to alarm you, but I'm starting to have contractions. You don't need to come home right away. I just wanted you to know. I thought, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
I said, I'm on
he
my way.
He just left over the gym.
Yeah, I was there for like 10 minutes.
Story pics.
Yeah.
Like Colin, yeah.
I wasn't even done like splashing water on my shirt yet to make it look good. So I rush home, get home, and we sat there for 20 some hours.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, we were at, uh-oh.
That was at 7, quarter after 7 in the morning, 7:30 in the morning. Then we didn't go to the hospital until 10:30 at night, so.
Yeah.
You're
well,
right.
I didn't want to be that girl that, that was a false alarm, you know? So I definitely wanted to sit at the house and just deal with it. And before, y'all got to keep in mind, I've never had a baby before. So before I woke up Sunday morning, and it was 6:30, I guess, when we woke up. 6:40, I had like this cramp, and it was like a menstrual cramp, you know. And I was like, it was mild, but it hurt. And I was like, ow, you know. And I'm just thinking, that's just another pain of pregnancy, right? Just one more thing. And then 10 minutes later, oh...
Hey, it's okay. You can interrupt this podcast any day, girlfriend.
Yeah, you can. It's urgent message. She's getting swaddled up by her Aunt Annie. So, but I didn't know what a cramp was going to feel like. So, or what contraction. A contraction is going to feel like. But I heard people say, oh, it feels like a menstrual cramp. So, I felt one. I didn't think anything of it. And then about 10, 15 minutes later, I felt another one. And I was like, oh, this hurts. And then,
ooh, this doesn't feel good.
And then I think I went through like four or five more and before I called Corey. And I was like, I think maybe this is it, you know? But it wasn't like you see in the movies where the girls are like, wow, like it hurts so bad. It was just like, it was just like a cramp in my tummy. So I told Corey. Corey comes home and I laid in bed just cramping and just and Googling what does a contraction feel like.
You should have YouTubed it, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just looking online and she's so perfect, y'all.
She is.
So I'm looking online for answers, you know, and I'm timing it. Katie a couple weeks ago had got me to go on my phone and get an app for tracking the contractions, remember? So I go to that and I said, let me start timing them. Well, I do that for a couple hours. You come home. We're in bed. I'm hurting.
I'm panicking, running around, packing the bag, packing the van. Yeah. It's like 9 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, getting ready.
Oh, now the nurse is calling.
Yeah, this is what happens when we do on location at the hospital. Hello? This is she.
This is a live phone call. Live phone call, if you'll
hey. Okay, can you call me back in the morning? We haven't even had a chance yet. We've had family here all day. Okay. Thank you. Goodbye. I mean, just another fan of Sophia's. trying to come up. That was security. See,
seriously?
No, I'm just kidding. Like, the paparazzi.
Now they're looking to get paid.
So I lay in bed, and I'm just thinking, okay, well, I'm going to wait till they get real bad. And I said, Corey, what's the rule again? He said, 5-1-1.
I've forgotten all about that.
What was it again? 5 minutes.
See, I was the only one paying attention in the pregnancy class. Brittany's sitting there like this, we're in pregnancy class, y'all.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get me to play with the doll and you know, throw the doll around. And I'm like, Brittany, I'm paying it. I want to learn this stuff.
Put this thing on. Put this suit on.
Yeah, put the suit on. Let me vlog you. Thank God Corey was paying attention because he remembered it was the 5-1-1. So what does it mean again, 5-1-1? Tell us.
1 minute contractions for 1 hour, 5 minutes apart or less.
Bam. So for those of you who don't know, that's what the 5-1-1 rule is.
That's the 4-1-1 of the 5-1-1.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. So so I'm waiting for the contraction of my little app to get down to that. And at this point, I've been in bed like a couple hours laying there trying to, you know, just timing them. And it was, they were 10 minutes apart. They were lasting about 40 or 50 seconds each, 10 minutes apart. And it was for, you know, 2 hours I was laying there. They hadn't changed. I said, well, let me go in and get up and get dressed, put my makeup on. Like, let's go double check the hospital bag. Let's
I
do
kept
something.
Telling her, the doctor said, like, a surefire way to go into labor is empty the dishwasher.
Yeah, he's pretending like he's Googling how to make yourself go from early labor to active labor, you know, and he's Googling on his phone and then making up things like do the dishes, you know, mow the grass.
Yeah,
yeah. He's put me to work. I did do the dishes too.
It says here you need to do all the laundry and. Yeah.
I did. I did the dishes while in labor. So.
I didn't even remember that if we were having kids. That's a good
little trick.
A little tool there,
I knew he was lying, but anyway, at about 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. I was standing in the kitchen and talking to Corey because I was sick of being in bed. And I think, like, the second that I got up and started moving around, the contractions, like, stopped coming so frequently. And they weren't getting worse. They were bad, but they weren't, like, it was like a bad cramp. And so they weren't getting worse, progressively worse, like they're supposed to or whatever. I hadn't called the doctor or anything at this point. I'm just thinking, okay, this is false labor. So I get up, and then it's 30 minutes in between contractions. And then it's an hour, and I hadn't had one. And I'm like, okay, well, that was just a false alarm then. I've already called Cullen, and Cullen's already posted on Instagram that I'm in labor.
This is it.
This is it. And I'm like, crap, I don't want to be the girl that cried wolf. And, you know, we've already cried wolf.
It was like, you're 40 weeks. Like, if this isn't it, it's coming soon. Like, you can't go much.
They can still turn you away. I didn't want to get turned away. I didn't want to go to the doctor and then check me and say, oh, you're not dilated enough.
Yeah,
go home.
That would have sucked.
You know, so we were trying to wait it out. Well, so I'm standing there talking to Corey, and I don't sneeze. I didn't feel like I had to pee or anything, but my panties get wet. And Corey,
I tell you, it's a gift and a curse.
Just
I mean, it happens. Women who aren't pregnant.
Yeah.
Some men.
Some men.
Katie was actually, she was laughing about that. She said, that's the most pregnant girl comment I've ever heard. I wasn't doing anything. I was just standing there. My pants were wet. I guarantee you she was either barefoot or eating a pickle too.
I was eating something for sure.
Gift of the curse.
Yeah, gift of the curse. Corey was there. That was it. So I was like, dang, I didn't sneeze or anything. I went to the bathroom and was like, oh, dang. So, but it wasn't like a lot. It wasn't like, I'm gushing. Like, oh, clearly my water broke. It wasn't nothing like that. It was like I peed myself a little when I sneezed, you know. But it was, anyway, this might be too much information for y'all. But so I changed my panties and just kept going, you know. Because by at this point, the contractions aren't even 10 minutes apart anymore. They're like 20, 16, 30, you know.
I remember seeing that screenshot you were sending, and I was like, uh-oh.
It's getting close.
And I started tweeting, they're getting closer!
Yeah, because at first they were close and they were consistent. But when I started walking around and moving, and they stopped. So I was like, maybe changing positions. I don't know.
We went for a walk.
Yeah, so we went for a walk. We did go for a walk, didn't we?
We took Booger for a walk.
I stopped timing him.
Snoop on the neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Because somebody was moving in or out or something. We wanted to go find out what the deal was. So we took Booger. And then I wasn't even timing my contractions at this point, you know. I'll know if they get close enough to where I need to get my timer, my tracker back out. So... then what happened? So then it's 5 o'clock at night. Nothing was really happening. And, my contractions started again. And then now they're getting close together. Now they're back to 10 minutes apart. And I'd gone and laid down cause we'd been up all day just worrying sick about it. So Corey taking a nap on the couch and I was in the bedroom.
I did a bunch of yard work. You're out there.
Yeah. Corey was like building stairs to the creek, you know, like
a big private oasis beach down there. And
yeah.
Covered mud from head to toe. Like, wow, I really hope she doesn't call me. Like, we need to leave. Like, oh boy. Swamp thing.
As I was already asking him what he was going to wear to meet our daughter.
Not enough of it a little bit, probably. Just stay busy. Yeah. I was thinking, I told Katie at that point, when everything kind of slowed down, I was like, watch, it's going to happen. Right when they get settled in bed and they're
decided
both like
it's
in their
not
deep sleep, it's going to be 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I was like checking my prediction and I was like, what time did I say? 2:30 in the
morning. Check to see if you won. Yeah.
And then luckily y'all keep going. But it worked out really well.
Yeah, well, we got to the point where I'd been laying down and they were like 6 minutes apart and they were lasting 45 to 50 seconds. And I said, let's call at this point because it's like 7 o'clock, I guess. And we called And the lady, and my doctor wasn't on call. And I was like, no, somebody else. And
that's
I was like,
feeling.
Oh, no, my doctor. But the lady was nice. And she said, you know, let's get them to where they're closer together, you know. Mm-hmm. So try to get where they're like 3 or 4 minutes apart. And then call me back and we'll get everything set up for you to come in. Well, I don't think they even got that low. I think we had like one that was 3 minutes apart, one that was 4 minutes apart. But it was consistently like five or six minutes. But the thing was is that they were getting worse and worse, right?
More painful.
More painful. Yeah. And I was like, and it's 11 o'clock at this point. I'm like, let's just go. So we call her. She says, okay, I'll get them ready. We go into the hospital. We get there, and it's just like, go, 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 go. There was a lot of like, I don't know. I was, there was the girl that did our class was our little nurse.
Oh, that's cool.
And then there was, like, a lot of young girls in here, like, on night shift. And I'm thinking, oh, boy, we're about to get taken care of by kindergartners. No, I'm just kidding. It was fine.
No, I know what you mean, though, because it's...
I like, want the old black lady that's going to be like, honey, I know what to do.
Yeah, they're
don't
all
worry.
Stuff, and they get their iPhone hanging out of their back pocket.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
And, like, checking their Instagram and...
Yeah.
You know, as opposed
I need
to,
you
like,
to focus on me.
Yeah,
right
taking
now.
Care of the baby.
Yeah.
I could have... Yeah, how was Corey feeling? Were you freaking out at this point, or are you just kind of just trying to stay calm, cool? And
I was fine. I was ready to get it over with.
I told him he's going to be just like our dad, because as soon as we walk into the hospital, he's cracking jokes.
That's good.
You know? And
we were
like,
driving in. We were driving in. She's having contractions, so she's in the past. She's like... And I'm like, you mind if we swing by Wendy's real quick?
Contraction selfie.
Yeah, he's taking selfies of himself while I'm contracting in the back. And then they pull up a wheelchair. He's like, no, I'm okay. I can walk, you know. I'm like, he's just got dad jokes for days, you know.
With Katie, that Pokemon app was out. And I was sitting there catching Pokemon on her bed, like in the hospital, while she was sitting there having a contraction.
Well, you know, y'all got to keep yourself entertained, too.
Some boys are crazy.
She's got the hiccups.
Did she?
Oh, she's
never had hiccups before.
Get her close to this mic, see if she'll hiccup.
Okay.
No, it wasn't her.
Hey,
oh, my
baby.
Goodness.
She just did one hiccup in. Look at this baby, y'all. Look how gorgeous our baby is.
Here at night. I mean, and oh, my God.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock.
Oh, there's one.
Ooh, y'all got her first hiccup.
milk cups.
Yeah, she's... Burpees. Oh, wait, she hasn't burped, has she?
Mm-mm.
Oh, there you go.
I tried, but she didn't want
to. Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah. She said try for about 2 minutes, and then...
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 11 o'clock when we get here, and you know what they tell me? She checks me, and she comes back and she says, you're only 2 or 3 centimeters dilated.
Ugh.
Like, God,
and I knew that I wasn't going to make the cut for the team. You know, she was going to send me home. I was like,
all I'm
what?
Thinking is, like, if they send us home, we're going over to Hickory Tavern and waiting this thing out.
Yeah, so you can drink beer while I was in there and contract. No way. Okay, but you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning at this point. It's 11, 12, 1 o'clock. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know
late.
What time. It was late. And I'm like, dang, I hope we don't have to go back. But she says, well, when did you feel that water? You know, did your water break? She did some kind of test to check to see if my water broke, and it did. It had ruptured.
Yeah.
So that was what it was? So that's what kept us here. Because she said, that's your ticket in. Because we're not going to send anybody away.
If you're leaking.
So
no,
I was leaking. It wasn't busted all the way, because my doctor did that later, and that was an experience. But,
Yeah, we go up to the other room at about 2 in the morning. Finally got to lay down and get some sleep.
Yeah, so 2 in the morning. Now my contractions are real bad, and they'd given me something for the pain. And I was able to, like, sleep, but just enough to where, like, I could still feel it in my first level of inception. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't enough to wake me up, but I could still feel it. Like, it was still bothering me. Like, in my dreams, I was, you know, fighting ninjas, and then all of a sudden, kryptonite. So, anyway, I don't know if that makes any sense, but,
And Corey's in a reclining chair.
Yeah, Corey's, night, I'm looking at Corey and just, like, bless his heart, he looks so uncomfortable. I mean, he's in a recliner, and he doesn't have a blanket on because I was cold, so he gave me his blanket. So, all he has is a pillow, and I have, like, 2 or 3 blankets on top of me, and I'm in my bed, and I look over at him, and he's just laying there in his blue jeans and all his clothes. Just start, you know.
Maybe the sacrifices I make.
Yeah, right. You. So anyway, we slept as best we could, and then when I woke up the next morning, the pain medicine they'd given me is worn off, and so now we're really getting in the contractions. OMG. And I've dilated. I guess they came in at some point and gave me Pitocin, like my doctor had gotten there. They wanted to move things along because it's already been 24 hours, you know, at this point.
I was so tired.
Yeah.
I remember them coming in at like 6 in the morning and we're like, all right, this is it. And we're going to have this baby now. And they're like, yeah, it'll probably come sometime around noon, maybe early afternoon. We're like,
yeah. They said,
I can't tell you that. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
We just slept for a while.
Yeah. They said that they
slept the day away.
You're going to get 1 centimeter every hour. Like dilated. Yeah. So I was at 6. I'm like, 2 more hours, I'll be at 8. And then 2 more, I'll be at 10.
That's with Pitocin. Like 2, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, they had to help me out. And then they said, you want the epidural? And I said, yes. Immediately. Like, because the pain medicine they'd already given me worn off. And at this point, it's like pain I've never felt before. And I'm just, for like a minute straight, just looking at the clock. Like, please, I know it's going to pass. But then they were getting closer together. Well, then they call in the epidural guy, and I'm hearing her on the phone with the guy, and he's like, well, I got this other room I got to go to first for the C-section, and I'm like, tell him to come here first, you know, she can wait. That bitch is not as much pain as me. But anyway, I was hurting, so but eventually he came in. And I'm just thinking, please let them be quick with her, the other girl. And so 20 minutes of contractions, which is forever, a lifetime. Finally, he comes in. And that was the easiest part. I was thinking the epidural was going to be hard with this long needle.
I heard it was. It's pretty painful.
But I just bent over. I didn't look at it. You know,
took it like a champ. Bent over, didn't look at it, just took it like a champ.
That's what she said.
Didn't even flinch.
Didn't even flinch, that's right.
And then you got up and tried to run and just fought.
No. I'm trying that. But that didn't take
long. I wasn't that bad. And
next thing you know, I can't feel my legs and the contractions stop. You know, they're telling me when I'm contracting at this point. So,
really?
The doctor's having a smoke. Yeah, that wasn't that bad.
Yeah. No, it was good. Like, I didn't feel anything after that. So then, what happened then, babe?
Epidural.
No, they come in. They come in and said, "You're 10. You're 10 centimeters.
Yeah.
It is time to go."
This is around 12:30.
Yeah.
Around lunchtime. She was right on time. But she was telling us that.
She kicked everybody out. Everyone out. Get the hell out.
Yeah. And that was, well, she said that first time moms sometimes will push for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm like, what? I can't feel my legs.
And after 3 hours, they go straight to C-section. It's like, man, all that pushing for nothing.
Yeah, right. So.
But we kicked everyone. So everyone get the hell out.
Yep.
And she said, all right, you're going to have to push like you're about to poop yourself.
Yep.
And you would 3 contractions worth. Push, 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 wait. Push, 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 wait. Push, 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 wait. And then the doctor come in, got you all saddled up there.
Yeah.
And the stirrups and everything, and pushed, baby.
Yep.
That's
done.
Crazy.
That was it, yeah. Y'all had gotten there before that happened, so y'all saw me right before I was
We there. Weren't even really planning on it, and then Katie just... I was actually doing work that morning, and the kids were at school, and then all of a sudden Katie got a
she's got to get some camera time in here.
Yeah,
camera,
right?
Camera tub, producing.
Yeah,
yeah. What is? So, yeah, she's like, mom had texted already and said at like 11, and was like, I'm in the parking deck, and I was looking for like a ninja or like a Wilson.
Yeah.
Emoji, like, mom creeping, ready to go.
Ready.
She was sitting there for like 4 hours, you know, and I was like, we're not going
to
do that.
Yeah, we didn't want anybody to come up there until like it was happening.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden Katie was like, I think we should just go over there. Like, don't you? And I was like, I mean, I don't want to, like, be all invasive or intruding or whatever, but mom's there, and then, like, yeah, we'll go, I guess, and just kind of mosey on over there. But so we got our stuff together, and then mom's sitting there texting, she's at 10 centimeters, and we're getting off the interstate about to be here. And I'm like, what? Okay. Go faster then. So, like, it was a good call that we shot over here when we did.
Yeah,
so
that was good. Oh, but I forgot to tell you all the crazy part. So before... when my doctor had gotten there, she came in and checked me. She wanted to see how far along I was or whatever and what the baby was doing. And she checked me and said that the baby was something. What'd she call it, babe?
Oh, face up.
Face up, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
Like, I guess they're supposed to be face down. And she was just saying, okay, well, it's a lot harder to push when they're face up. And so, but she's head down and everything. She was like, let me see if I can turn her. So she's in there, and she's, like, trying to turn the baby's head, you know.
Yeah.
And get her, like, in a better position. Well, when she did that, her, Sophia's heart rate, or... Well, yeah, blood pressure or something dropped.
Heart rate and blood, yeah, dropped. Mom was texting us all this as we're getting off the interstate, saying you're 10 centimeters plus one. So I'm like, she's 11 centimeters. She's really about to have the baby.
Yeah.
But that meant she's 10 centimeters plus one meant, like, she's an inch high as opposed to being zero. So, like,
okay.
You're plus one means you got a whole other centimeter to drop before you're zero, which means it's baby time.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
And so I was thinking 11 centimeters when she said plus one. Yeah. Like,
so a champ.
You could have been, like, 10 centimeters plus two, 10 centimeters plus three, you know. Okay. You could have been 10 centimeters, but she still hadn't
too
been
high.
All the way down the canal
yet. I got it, okay.
So being plus one gave her enough room to reach up in there and try to twist her, and that really... pissed her off.
Yeah, so we pissed her off.
Calm her down for a minute before they did any more.
But what was it? Something like her blood pressure or something was high.
Heart rate
like went crazy, and
so
it
started dropping.
That's right. And then she said that she said, and all I heard, and I'm kind of out of it, and I'm just the adrenaline and everything going on, and all I heard was C-section, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
And she was like. She came in today and she said, if you were one more minute with that heart, with her heart rate dropped that low, we were about to go in and get her.
Oh, man.
And luckily, you know, she
leveled out.
She leveled out. Like, we went, I put this big ball in between my legs and switched sides and, like, tried to, you know, make her happy again. And anyway, she was like, we'd rather be push face up or whatever than her heart, than do anything else. So, whatever. So that was the scary part. At one point, though, I heard the C-section and was like, wait, what? We were fine a minute ago. You said that there's plenty of room. Her head wasn't too big. You know, like, I was going to be able to do this, no problem. And then it was that. So that was scary.
Mom said that she was in there, and they were up in there trying to twist her a little bit.
Oh,
and
I thought
you were
up
there going, legs. I was just like, oh my God, look at all the stuff that's just all of a sudden.
I told
happening.
You, painless, it makes me so sick, Colin.
It's crazy. While you're trying to get the baby to flip over.
So I've got this throw up bag while she's in there flipping my baby's head. And, you know, it was it was weird. It was crazy. But
so I'm assuming that the doctor maybe twisted her as she's coming out?
Yeah, so what happened was when the actual, what she said actually happened was she was able to get, or she was back to being face up, like, and she was happy again, everything was fine.
Oh, good.
But when I went to push, she kind of turned and then flipped over and just came right out. So it was three pushes. It was me, Corey, and a lady in there. I thought there was going to be a lot more going on, but it was me, Corey, and our nurse. And she would show me how to push, grab up underneath my legs and pull them towards me and just push like you're pooing. Mm-hmm. That's the trick, ladies. And and she said three contractions in and I felt like she's coming out.
It's relief of just like...
Yeah, I was like, I can't stop pushing. And I told her, I was like, I feel like I can't, I gotta push. Like, you know. She's like, all right, well, she calls the doctor. I went through three contractions of pushing with her, just the three of us in the room. And then she says, okay, well, she's ready to come out. This is going to be easy. And it was 10 minutes after y'all left the room. I think we actually delivered her. But the doctor came in and said, give me one big push. And I pushed, and then I felt this whole body come out of me.
Relief.
Yeah, you need to put in a clip of, like, a cow giving birth to a baby cow. Because that's what it felt like. You ever seen one fall out? That's what it felt like.
Or when you try to get that first bit of milkshake, or...
Oh, yeah. Then it comes out.
Middle vein. Right down the middle.
Or no, the best is when you're trying to get the relish out of the squirt bottle.
The relish, and then it's like a whole
and then it just pops. Hi.
Well, that's the end of the podcast.
That's the end of the podcast. That's the first story we got.
That's the first story.
We got nurses coming in, so, but look, I want y'all to, one more time, get the camera, for everybody watching on YouTube, I want y'all to see this perfect little baby that we created. Look. Oh, look at her.
Oh, look at her. look at this little baby.
Like, absolutely.
Oh, y'all gotta go watch this one for sure. If you're just listening, you gotta watch this one too, so you can see how beautiful my baby is.
Not when she's making that. Goodness.
She looks just like her daddy. Everybody's commenting. Corey's like, baby don't look like anybody. She's got Gene Simmons' tongue.
She's got your nose.
She's got my nose, goodness. Yeah. Look at that hair. She's got a full head of hair.
Yes.
She's pink.
She's already got your personality. She's already making so many facial expressions.
Yeah, she makes weird noises. She poops a lot.
Just like me.
Just like this one. All right, thank y'all so much for watching the podcast. We're going to talk more about it, I'm sure. But, y'all make sure to hit the follow button, the like, subscribe, all that good stuff, and favorite us. And thank you all for all your congratulations. I really appreciate it. We love her. Don't tell Mom. See you next time.
Peace.